Crossing the Finish Line. Representing Blind Veterans UK, Alan Locke, Andy Leach, Mark Maddock and Paul Jacobs took on the 26.2 mile run through the streets of London on the 23rd of April. These men are no strangers to physically and mentally demanding challenges, and between them they have already taken part in the London Marathon more times than can be counted on your fingers and toes. What makes them keep going back? Alan Locke. Alan is 43 and lives in Shropshire. He joined the Navy in 2002, but just 3 years later, a rare genetic condition similar to macular degeneration took his sight and forced him to retire from the armed forces. I felt so lonely and was full of worry and uncertainty for my future. I'd been committed to a career with the Royal Navy. It's what I expected to do for life, but that was snatched away from me along with my eyesight. I joined Blind Veterans UK in 2005. The support, rehabilitation and equipment the charity has given me has enabled me to live independently, pursue the sports I love and retrain for a new career. I've been able to enjoy running as the charity provided me with a running machine. If I run outside my home, I need a guide, but the running machine gives me the independence to run alone and unaided. It helped massively with my training for this marathon, as my guide was injured and I therefore couldn't get outside as much as I'd planned. I got an injury myself 2/3 of the way round the course, and the end was quite a slog. I finished in 3 hours and 51 minutes, which I'm very happy with under the circumstances. Blind Veterans UK is a special charity and has been by my side throughout my journey, giving me the confidence to see beyond the limits of sight loss and to achieve things I thought would be impossible. I'm proud to run for Blind Veterans UK, and the London Marathon is a terrific opportunity to remind myself I can still take on big challenges and endeavours in spite of my sight loss. Andy Leach. Andy is 49 and lives in Hampshire. He joined the Army in 1992 and spent 19 years with the Royal Logistic Corps. It was at the age of 37 that the genetic condition, retinitis pigmentosa, caused a gradual decline in his sight, which meant he was forced to retire early from the military. Blind Veterans UK has invested a lot of time over the years to help me rebuild my life when I'd lost all hope. When I first came to the charity, I was feeling sorry for myself, but they made me realise what was possible and gave me the confidence to start doing physical activities again and get back to work. I'm no Mo Farah and never set myself a time, but I always start and finish. I do it to raise money and awareness for the charity. It's incredibly rewarding when I'm running along and people in the crowd are shouting my name. I know at that moment they are reading my t-shirt and recognising I am running for Blind Veterans UK. It makes it worthwhile. I hadn't taken part in any runs since the last London Marathon in October due to injury, but I have continued with my training on a smaller scale. I was hoping I'd done enough to see me through the distance, and I had. I finished in 6 hours and 19 minutes, which beat my last time. Mark Maddock. Mark is 49 and is originally from Liverpool, but now lives in Austria. Mark served in the Royal Artillery for just over 9 years. He trained in Nuneaton and then spent time based in Germany and in Salisbury. Mark lost his sight at 23 years old after he was involved in a car accident after duty. I was in a coma for 7 weeks following the accident. When I woke up, I couldn't see properly. I was told I'd suffered swelling on the brain, which had damaged my optic nerve. There was a possibility that the swelling would go down and my sight may have returned, but eventually I gave up hope. It was a big shock to lose my career, but I took time to reflect on what I had already achieved, and I couldn't be negative about that. All I could do was look forward. While Mark was recovering in hospital after his accident, an officer from his regiment visited him and told him about Blind Veterans UK. Soon after I left hospital, I was visited by the charity. They've supported me since. I'm fairly independent, but it's reassuring to know that there are people on the end of the phone if you need them. The charity supported me in having renovations done to my home to make it suitable and have provided equipment such as glasses. I've also had ongoing rehabilitation support and training. Even though I now live in Austria, the charity is still supporting me and regularly check in to find out how I'm doing. Blind Veterans UK is a brilliant charity. They have always been there for me. I'm very proud to once again have represented Blind Veterans UK at the London Marathon. I know firsthand what they do every single day for blind veterans. I'm honoured to have the opportunity to wear the T-shirt and raise awareness of their incredible work. Mark's finishing time was 3 hours and 39 minutes. Paul Jacobs. Paul completed the London Marathon in 5 hours and 47 minutes, having only returned from Everest Base Camp 3 days earlier. Paul, who is 34 and from London, lost his sight in a bomb explosion in Afghanistan while serving with the army. He had set himself the challenge of becoming the first war-blinded veteran to reach the peak of Mount Everest. This visit was about learning skills such as how to use an ice axe and rope work for when he returns in April 2024 to take on the summit. Before he left for Nepal, Paul said, "Running the London Marathon 3 days after I return will be a real test of my physical fitness and mental determination."